I'll tell you what that fuss is. That fuss is The Drive is back, and we'll be live. Not only is it live right now, it will be live tomorrow, and you need to join. You need to join us at the Crafty Crab. This is the ninth stop. The ninth stop on our crawfish circuit, the Crafty Crab. They've got many locations. We will be at the Fondren location in Houston. Come on out, hang out with us, and it'll be a fun time, man. They got it all. I didn't look that United and hunt it down that menu. They got seafood boil. They got oysters. They got fried seafood, whatever you want. They got wings. They got it all there, and them bugs are going to be they're going to be there and available as well. Yeah. Heard some good things about them.
Well, I'm gonna bang a few bugs out and see what you're talking about.
Yeah, why
no
not?
No question.
Who you think? Why not? I will figure something out, but it will be delicious as well. And you can come out for the good food, the good bugs, the cold drinks that you can get there. And as well, remember, when you come and hang out with us at the Sports Radio 610 Crawfish Circuit, we don't come empty-handed. You'll have a chance to win prizes each and every hour, and our grand prize, you can enter to win that $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors, and beer for a year. Bud Light, Budweiser. Shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light for supporting us in our crawfish circuit. So come on out, Crafty Crab. Tomorrow should be a amazing time, as always. Coming up behind us, you know the fellas got things rolling there. As it is, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. And then following that, Area 45, live and local, the best late night sports talk show in all of Houston. Coming on after the fellas get done with Texans All Access, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, and Chris Santiago will have things going for you tonight. So stay tuned for that. And then also coming up here momentarily, T-Mill's best bets. He's at 54% right now, trying to get back into the green. He'll make a little cash, and you can make some with him as well. All right, we're 55 games in. The Astros, they've got a four-game set. They're starting with the Rays tonight. And Jose Altuve, yes, he's in the lineup, batting third as he has here lately, and he is the DH tonight. And I think overall, we look at it, we kind of look at this, Clint, as a move to left field, and it has. Predominantly, that's where he has been playing in the field. But, Clint, this has really just been a move around a lot of spots. He has played left field the most. He's played some second base. He's been the DH. He's been playing all around the diamond. And I'm just doing just a little checkup with you and the folks. And Clint, you can kick it off. 55 games in, how you feel like this thing is working out with Altuve all over the place, predominantly in left field, but all over the place, different than his first few years of his career.
It depends on what your expectations are, and it depends on what the end game is for this experiment, if you will. Like, if you're just trying to chew through 162 regular season games and have some more flexibility to put your best lineup out there, then cool. I think the experiment's working out great. I don't think there's enough bad he can do in left field that's going to impact your season over the span of 162 games. And I think the lineup that you can roll out there, again, with the flexibility that you have, especially this year with Yordan Alvarez being out and you needing that DH, spot for other guys, that far outweighs the two balls that were off the wall that he should have either caught or played differently for Lance McCullers. Like that kind of stuff, it's going to happen 2, 3, 4 times a season with him out there. Now, I think the tune changes if we start talking about the long play was for Altuve to be a left fielder when it matters the most. To me, that's silly. To me, when you get to the playoffs and you got a Dubon that's hitting 270, 280, or you got a Yordan Alvarez that I think is a far better outfielder than Altuve, you know, to have him in that deep and to have that liability in the outfield, I think would be plumb ass silly. So chewing through some innings, you know, I mean, chewing through some games in a 162 game season, no problem with it. It's working out well. When rubber meets the road in games that matter, I don't want to see Altuve in left field.
Yeah. Where do you want to see him?
DH or second base? I don't have a problem with it being DH because I don't have a problem with Yordan Alvarez playing left field.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of people out there, including you, I think Tyler's in that boat too, that made it, would prefer not to see Yordan in left field. Okay, well, let's put Altuve back at second. Let's
put Dubon in left or DeCenzo in left field. I certainly don't want to see it every day.
I don't want to see it at all.
You're saying playoffs, maybe. I'm talking about Yordan. I don't want to see it every day.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're talking about playoffs? I could see that. That is obviously the games are most important. And I'll be honest with you, I do think that he probably gives them a better chance as an outfielder defensively when you take about things. Maybe he's not getting to all the balls potentially that he does, but his arm is more of a threat and his height.
If it's dealing with that wall in left field, he'd have got the two of them that Altuve didn't get to.
No, yeah, not a jump. Yeah.
But you're talking speed, obviously. So, yeah, look,
the bronze gold lover in center field. Maybe that can help him.
Covering that ground. Yeah, man.
Tyler, where are you at?
I'm go ahead, T.
Tyler, where are you at on that? Tyler, how do you think this thing is working out with Altuve and all the switch?
I'm sorry. The way you kind of framed it earlier when we were discussing this a little bit, I couldn't have said it much better. I mean, it's really just been kind of like, Like, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, y'all know where I was at after that last spring training game where he dropped two pop-ups. I was freaking out. It could be a lot worse to this point for this experiment in left field for Altuve, but it hadn't been anything special. He's getting it done with all the height he can do it with.
Yeah, but like the defense does it. The defense hasn't been... It hasn't been like...
It hasn't been bad.
Like, it hadn't been like... Yiner behind the plate and guys stealing bases like right. That like what watching that that's a problem. Like that's a problem that they're gonna have to look in is teams like we'll watch the Rays tonight. They're gonna just walk the hell up out there if they get on base and just test his ass. That's more of a problem. It hasn't really been the defensive part, Clint. To me, it just feels like it's affected his offense. Like I don't know, it could be like, hey, fool, he's turned 35. You know, there's some things there. Luckily this hot streak he's had a hot streak at the very start, and then he's kind of started to get hot a little bit here of late. But that's the thing to me is it affecting his offense? Because it is, yes, we have not quite reached June yet, but across the board it's down. All of his numbers are down. And then to think he was a +3 WAR player last year, and now he's a -0.3 WAR player. And I think a lot of that has to do with this defense. And I just find it hard to believe, Clint. Man, he knew second base, that wasn't no worry. Even he had the yips and he couldn't throw it. He knows what second base is. He knew where he's playing. He knows that. Now he's trying to learn a new position. He gives a damn and cares. So you know he's putting in a lot of work to make sure he doesn't have problems like, oh, damn, I should have caught a ball that could have helped Lance out. And I think we're seeing that potentially bring down the offense. And the whole reason was to find him other places in the lineup so you could still have that bat and maybe the defense wouldn't be as big of an issue. And, like, his on-base percentage is down, his average is down, his OPS is down, his slugging percentage is down. That's to me the part that's kind of interesting to watch.
Well, I don't doubt that the difference of in my DH and in my left field, the struggles in left field, and the struggle, I just mean the difference and the stress that you have to learn a new position. I don't doubt that weighs on him. I would be shocked if this whole thing from a hitting perspective didn't over 162 games didn't kind of work itself out and you get the same ultimately overall the same Altuve at the plate. Because I agree, even though the numbers, the average is where it's at, there's still been some struggles at the plate for Altuve. But I think he has the ability obviously to overcome some changes. I just don't like him in left field when it's a game that matters. And in the playoffs, every game matters, every out matters, every inning matters. And I just that scares me. And hell, I'm not even a big defensive guy, obviously.
Well, clearly, yeah, we know you're tough. All right, Tyler, let's get back on. You were what? You had five yesterday, and three of them got you. Where are you at tonight to try to get above 60%, getting this green here?
Well, a couple of just awful bad beats last night on those NBA picks. Two in particular, I will never forget. Or forgive.
I told you yesterday.
Eight at the half, bro.
I'm just saying, these are dicey ones. Like, yeah. Those guys kind of go either way there. That's right on it.
Yes, that's why they call it a gamble, right?
You're lucky that game wasn't closer. SGA, hell, he'd have 50. But that's even worse.
No doubt.
You'd have rather he'd have done that.
Well, we are, given last night's results, we're going to get this thing back in the green with... return to baseball picks.
Yeah, see one I like already.
I got five picks for you, and this is very Astro-centric tonight because your boy's going to be at the game. I'm going to be in them Crawford boxes.
That's right.
Looking to catch a homer. Here are your five.
You going to get on that sexy fans side again?
Oh, probably. Astro's Hotties loves me.
Astro's Hotties.
I mean, they're identifying the right people.
They're identifying the right
people. Yeah, they got great taste, huh?
I'm telling you. I mean, I didn't pick me. Five picks, four of these are going to be the Astros-Rays games, so here we go. Braves at Phillies. They played a doubleheader today in game number two, which could be starting any minute. I'm on over 3.5 runs in the first five innings of that game.
Jump on it.
And then here are your four bets for this Astros-Rays matchup as that series gets going. First, I'm on the Astros money line in the first five innings. They just got to be winning at the end of five. If they're tied, it's a wash. Astros minus 1.5 runs in the game tonight against the Rays. These odds are insanely great. I got mine at plus 175 at minus 1.5 for the Astros. Next, team total for the Stros. Been on this one. It's been a headache this year. It's not been as reliant as years past, but Stros over 3.5 runs in the game. And then lastly, one player prop, the dude that's been hitting pretty damn good all year, Jeremy Peña, the shortstop, over 1.5 total bases for him tonight and the Astros as they get that victory. Those are your five best bets.
Yeah, like Jeremy Peña, has been swinging the bat well. Nobody will get more at-bats than him with him leading off as well.
That's a very, very valid point.
So I like that one a lot. See, man, you be doing that money line stuff like at the first five innings, man. That's
if it's tied though, you don't lose nothing.
It's a little dicey for me. I do like the 3.5 over team run. So those bottom two, I really like. I know Schwarber just walked off the Braves earlier. I don't know who's pitching in that performance. So don't know about that one, but I do like the team total in Peña.
Let's ride, and y'all look for your boy in them Crawford boxes if a bomb goes that way.
Ooh, there you go.
I want to catch it.
Hopefully it's a Peña bomb, and you just can catch like, one that makes you money.
Just like we saw you right behind the Rockets bench, sitting there next to the late Jim Irsay.
R.I.P.
Thank Rockets you for game. The Hopefully drink. We see you. Clint, great job as always. Tyler, great job. Come see us. Come out tomorrow. We'll be at the Crafty Crab, not the Crusty
SpongeBob,
Crab.
What up?
The Crafty Crab. Come hang out with us tomorrow as we'll get them bugs going. Crawfish, stop 9. Come hang out with us tomorrow. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby. When the day that lies ahead of me
seems impossible. All you're doing stalling. Get your ass in there and work out. Right. Finish it. Go hard.
I want to go hard without other people's sweat. Swipe it down.
It wouldn't be.
Let's go find a gym, work out with some folks. I ain't worried about the sweat on the sweat or this or that. Let's go get it in.
Not, I hope
his,
I sweat.
His rebuttal is whenever you want to start getting
whenever you want to get serious about this workout.
Soft ass, wiping workout, that sweat off.
I'm here for you.
Yeah. Yeah, get them.
I'm wiping your nasty ass stuff up right now, a-hole.
Old King Ding-a-ling in there.